Kevin, first of all, tell me what you do for BI.
I've been here for several years. My background is biology and virology and being over manufacturing. I've been in research for several years, and what I do now is watch over the operations group for pharmaceutical and biologicals research.
Well, we've just concluded a tour of the R&D facilities here in St. Joe, Missouri. Sounds like you've got some interesting, exciting times here when it comes to R&D with the changes.
Yeah, we really do. We've doubled in our size. We have a location that's a few miles away from us, but it's very exciting. Having the scientific background, I'm really excited about us being able to expand more into our dog and cat vaccine lines, and it's such a great fit for the type of work that we're doing for the future. It gives us extreme potential for growth.
Now, can you just give us a kind of a little overview of the facilities you have here and then the ones you've acquired through the Fort Dodge deal?
Okay. Right here in the St. Joe site, we have almost 80 acres of research, manufacturing, engineering, maintenance services. Really, the St. Joe site has a well-rounded group from administrative, sales, and marketing. So it's a very, very rounded group for our OPU. In the Fort Dodge site, it's exactly the same. It's a very big site, but it's around 320 acres. Very big, very developed. The St. Joe site is a historical site for biological vaccines dating back several years. The Fort Dodge site is very, very same. And they're quite excited to be under the Berger umbrella.
Can you also tell us the approach you take in testing or working on the R&D side for a new product that you're going to take into production? Just what is it you think sets apart the quality and the type of method or process that you have?
One of our goals is to be innovative in everything that we do, and certainly that comes across in research too. We have a very good group of discovery scientists. We continue to grow that group with all of our species, and that's really where a lot of it begins. We're also a very team-oriented group culturally in terms of how we work, and I think a lot of our success comes from integrating with each other as we go forward.
So then, looking to the future, I think you mentioned that you're working on a plan, looking out even 10 years. What do you really hope you can put together and see happen here in that planning period?
Right. Well, our opportunity for growth right now is just tremendous. But with it being so big, it's very important to have an organized plan that only is not just research groups, our regulatory groups, our clinical groups, animal services group, but how that also integrates and works well within our sites, with our operations groups, with our administration groups. So all that really has to be thought out well so we can get the right adjacencies, so we can time our growth at the right point in time in the right area.
Well, it sounds like exciting times for BI and everybody involved, and we really appreciate the opportunity to see and talk and hear with you and others about some of the new changes going on at BI. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.